Okay, so where are we right now?
I'm sorry, I have a point of information.
Rodrigo, to start, please, you know, have a question.
Okay, so Serene, your point of information, and then Rodrigo.
Are you guys discussing the Spanish language programming task force or the program council?
We're discussing the program council. Earlier, we discussed the Spanish language task force and had kind of a long discussion that didn't advance.
Okay, no, I just wanted to be sure I understood Lawrence's comments. Okay, thanks.
Okay, and Rodrigo?
Yeah, we were actually referring to the Spanish language because it's the same thing as this one, and as many others, you know, they don't get implemented. We are proving, but, you know, I wanna clarify one thing, you know, that yes, at the programming committee meeting, we did, as Serene is right, you know, approve, you know, a motion somehow in this direction, you know, so I don't have to recall exactly. But it wasn't brought to the national board, right? Like it wasn't at the agenda of the national board meeting, as I remember. So I might be wrong, but as I can recall, we never brought the programming committee never introduced this motion that we approved in one of the programming committee's meeting. We never introduced it to the national board. That's something that I don't know. I need to have some clarification because I don't remember going over this motion, you know, to kind of, you know, to put on the table or create another way to implement it or whatever. I don't remember. So maybe Siroin can remember, or maybe I wasn't at that meeting or something, but I don't remember. You see what I answer? So that the motion that Serene is saying that we approve is right at the programming committee, but aren't we supposed to bring it to the national board and then present it to the national board?
I know that we... May I answer?
Nancy, go ahead.
No, it's Serene. I'm asking if I can answer Rodrigo.
Oh, go ahead. Yes.
I know that it was sent to the IED. I don't know if it was sent to, I do not recall us discussing it as a PND, but it was certainly sent to the IED, and I can resend the language, if you all give me a minute, just to refresh everyone's memory. My understanding, I don't know if it actually was discussed with the GMs, but my understanding was that it was going to be discussed with the GMs. But I will just point out to everyone that one of the things that has to happen in the next week or less is that each committee head has to send a report to the PMB for the in-person meeting, and certainly this motion should be part of that.
Okay. Is there any other comments on this matter?
Yeah, this is Lawrence.
Lawrence, yes, please.
And I guess this is a question to the committee and the chair. Would it be advantageous for us to reaffirm this motion if we strongly support it, as it seems like a lot of us do?
So which motion is this? The Serene's motion or that she was discussing,
it's
or the motion of 2013?
It's not Serene's motion. The committee passed the motion in December. It's the committee's motion.
Right, that motion.
Okay.
If it was already voted on, should we be affirming?
Do you have that motion, Serene?
I just sent it to everybody except Lawrence, whose email address was wrong on the list I was using. So I'll resend it to you, Lawrence.
All right, thank you. Well, that's it, Chair. Thank you. Well, that's my question. I don't know if it needs to be answered or not.
Point of information, Adriana?
Yeah, Adriana, please. Go ahead.
I'm sorry that I'm not in front of my computer. I cannot see that. But was mentioned by Serene that was a motion of this committee to the interim executive director, right? If it's like that, it's not a motion to the PMB.
It was sent to it was sent to the IED.
Okay. And you are proposing to change that motion and send it to the PMB? If you are proposing that we send that to the whole PMB instead of the executive director, is that what you are saying?
That's correct.
Can you read that for us, Serene, that motion?
I do what?
Would you read the motion? People that don't have computers.
It's kind of painfully long, but I'll start and somebody else can take over. Motion regarding programming, and this is from the PNB Programming Committee, passed on 12/19/14. Whereas the Pacifica bylaws require that each local station board, quote, work with station management to ensure that station programming fulfills the purposes of the foundation and is responsive to the diverse needs of the listeners, demographic, and communities, geographic, served by the stations, and that station policies and procedures for making program decisions and for program evaluation are working in a fair, collaborative, and respectful manner to provide quality programming, close quote, be it resolved. And we'll have to change the language because it says the interim executive director shall be required to direct each station's GM to provide, this was by January, the dates will also have to change, I'm sorry, to provide by January 30th, 2015, a written station programming report to their LSB and to the PNB that includes the following. The process by which programs are evaluated, moved, removed, and added, including how audience support, financial and otherwise, is measured and incorporated. The process of producing development and training. Someone needs to mute, please, #1. The process by which interns are integrated into station programming. The process by which preemptions are decided upon and applied. The process by which programs are made national. The process by which themes and staffing of special national programs are identified. The use of the Internet in promoting station programming, including station website innovations, iTunes, TuneIn, Tumblr, Twitter, Facebook, and blogs, etc. The Pacifica National Board also requires that the IED direct each GM to obtain and provide a written report to the LSB and to the PNB by January 30th. From the station's community advisory board that lists its membership, describes its functioning, and reprises all work done with the #1. Describes its functioning and reprises all work done with regard to community needs assessment since March 2013, and further that the PNB directs each national board member who serves on a station committee of inclusion to provide a written report to their LSB and to the PNB by January 30th, 2015 that lists its membership, describes its functioning, and reprises the work done this year. These reports and any structured responses thereto, including minority reports from local station boards, shall be the basis for discussion on the PNB Programming Committee. So that's the motion that we passed because, may I speak to it, having read it? Don?
Okay, so, you want to speak to it? Go ahead.
I mean, I'll answer any questions that people have, but this was, a while ago, so folks may not remember the detail, but the point was that while a program council needs to exist, different stations have different formulas at this point. Some have no program council. Some have functioning program committees. And no one, to my knowledge, has a clear explanation from management about how stuff gets done. So everybody speaks from their individual experience, which is interesting, but it doesn't make for good policy. So we thought it would be a good idea to get some information about how management believes they function, And then because our programming is linked to both the community, the Committee of Inclusion and the Community Advisory Board, and I don't know how often either of those bodies have been reporting to the stations, stations, local station board or its management, we wanted to get all of that information together and then try to create a reasonable, workable policy about how, you know, program council should be working.
Rodrigo, to the stack.
Okay, Rodrigo, go ahead. You're the only one on the
Adriana, put the stack later.
Okay, and then Adriana.
And then Jim Brown.
And then Jim.
And this,
who
is
the last name? This is Rodrigo. Go ahead, Rodrigo.
Yes, and this issue I wasn't too much in agreement with our friend Serene, because for us, I think, you know, the motion is good, you know, it's needed. The situation is this, if we ask them to do something, how they're going to implement it, they will do nothing. So it's not up to them. If the national board already approved something, they got to do it. But that's why we were, like, going back to what I was talking. If we are not capable to go, maybe two or three of us, you know, the national board, or maybe at the local station board, and, you know, like, have them come up and say, you know what, this is what we have, so I want you to implement it, and this is the way you're going to do it, because that motion do come with the different representations. Staff, management, I think even LSB or listeners, you know, I don't know. But it does have, you know, come with, you know, certain percentages of the representations that we have. So the issue here is that the motion or the discussion is not out of order because it hasn't been approved. That motion that Serene is talking about it, which is right, so it hasn't been approved at the national level. No, so we still got to bring it up there. But I would suggest, if we can, you know, to really try to implement it, you know, what is the problem that we are facing everywhere? It's the impunity of which program directors handles programming at each radio station. They like their friends, they give programs to their friends, they remove programs, they get new programs that they don't know, you know, what the hell is going to happen with those programs. At the end, they mess it up, you know, again and again. And they have no accountability to nobody, but to no one. And at KPFK, we have an interim program director. An interim program director has already 4 years, 4 years, has been an interim program director. Well, guess what? Because he's an interim program director, we cannot evaluate his work. That's how bad it is. So he does change after change, and who cares, and who calls his attention? He messes it up, you know, or, I mean, most of the programs that he has done are not, changes are not good, right? So I don't want to go on and on and on, but this is the situation. The bottom line is that we must do something, and I think that motion is good. I really think so, you know. I mean, frankly, I as a programmer, and I have seen, you know, for years and years and years how they handle things, you know, I think it's good. You know.
That's okay. Are you finished, Rodrigo?
Yes, thank you.
Adriana?
Yes. First of all, I like the motion. I think that we need to tweak some dates there. And instead of IED, we should replace that with ED. But, and I agree, it's a good motion. It's a way to try to...
You're breaking up a little
quiet.
Bit, Adriana. Can you speak a little bit more into the microphone?
It's not... Can you see? It's a tweak, the people in and out. That's it. I mean, I'm still speaking in the same, with the same phone, and I have my mouth close to the microphone. It's nothing else that they can do. Okay. What I'm saying is we need to tweak the dates, and we need to change ID for ED. But I think that the desperation that all of us are showing is we feel that doesn't matter what we pass. We cannot implement anything. The committees are only advisory bodies to the decisive body, that is the PNB. That is the one that makes the legislation. The PNB, as the executive director, that's why we have an executive director. I hope we have a new executive director, and I know that the only way that somebody can get the rings of this foundation is the executive director putting very clear, be executive and put very clear to general manager, business manager, program directors at every station. That is a hierarchy. It's a law. What the motion that the PNB passes are the laws of the foundation. And it's not up to different ways. Can you see? That's why you cannot hear me. Somebody doesn't want me to speak, obviously. That is basically the problem here. We need to implement the laws that we have. We can keep pushing all that we want, but we can only recommend to the PNB, and the PNB with the motions, and I hope that we start holding people accountable, because most of us, we are volunteers. We are giving our time, our money, and our ideas, and our efforts to the foundation. And we have a group, a small group most of the time, some specific people that couldn't care less about this order because they know that it's not accountability till now. What I'm asking is, we can recommend be strong. We can recommend to the PNB, and I hope that the PNB do it and recommend and ask the executive director to execute our motion, our laws. And then, if they do not, the one that do not, need to be held accountable. And that is up to us. Not as committee members, as listeners, and the one that sustain Pacifica and the stations, and our own LSPs, all we have our place where we need to stand and be strong. We can keep discussing during hours, and that doesn't get the job done. We have to put in place accountability.
Okay, Adriana, just a, can I have a question?
Yes.
Okay, so you suggested that we repass this motion on programming that Serene just read to us, but change interim executive director to executive director, and then change the dates. What dates are you recommending? So this currently says January 30th, 2015. Do we want to say
that passed already?
What, July or June, or what do you...
We should put probably July, because the idea, what Serene was saying, is that in-person meeting in June 12, starting, the in-person meeting of the PNB, every committee will have the option to present to the PNB their ideas, what the committees believe that are the solutions for some of the problems. We should tweak the date to give the PNB time to look at the motion, approve it, and put it in place with the right date. I believe that probably, I don't know if July will be, probably August will be more accurate, because I don't think that July will be enough time for us to approve it in the PNB, and then the executive director put it to the, and came back with an answer.
Okay, so you're suggesting August instead?
Exactly.
Okay, so strike all Januaries and replace with August.
Unless somebody else have a better option. I mean, I'm not that pleased with that.
This is Serene.
Yes, go ahead.
since it seems that we're going to get everything done at the in-person meeting, I think we should get this done at the in-person meeting. I think that we should offer the motion with dates of let's say mid July, so at least, you know, I mean, I think a month is more than enough time for the GMs and TDs to come up with this report. And supposedly, the CABs and committees of inclusion have been functioning. So, you know, I think a month is fine. If we push it, the later in the year we push it, we're going to run into people being on vacation for those people who can afford vacation. So, I would say that we offer a deadline of maybe July 15th or whatever the weekday, if I don't know if that's a weekend or a weekday, but in that week. I don't have a calendar in front of me.
Okay. I agree. Well, yeah, that would be okay. Better. July 15th.
Okay, I'm just looking at the calendar right now. July 15th is a Wednesday. Is that okay? Hearing no objection. Okay. So, can you
Alan,
propose that?
Hello.
That okay? Can we get a sense of the group? Is there anybody that objects to striking interim executive director and replacing it with executive director, and then changing the dates by which the various parts of the report are due to July 15th, 2015? Or that we would like it to be due by.
If that's a motion, I second that. That's what I was going to suggest.
Okay. Yes. Okay. So if there's no more discussion on this, can we go to a vote?
Can you hear me? This is Alan.
Is there a discussion?
Hello?
Is there any objection?
Yeah. What's your name again?
Hello, Alan?
Alan?
Yeah,
Teresa
Allen.
Oh, Teresa Allen. Yes, Teresa, go ahead.
Yes. I'm sorry to say, but I really would like to hear the motion read one more time before I vote on it, so I can collect my thoughts.
Can someone just email it to her?
Yes. I think that would be better.
But I'm sorry, but I'm driving. Now, if you think it's really too long, if the chair would maybe try to give me a synopsis of it, I would appreciate that.
Why don't I read part of it, and maybe Serene can read the other part?
Alan, Alan is listening in Houston.
Point of information, Eric. Is it a cumbersome motion? How long is it? I mean, are we talking 100 words or what?
It's cumbersome, yeah. It's long.
It's more than 100 words. I mean, I just read it. We can read it again.
It's about 3 minutes. It's about 3 minutes. We can read it again. I'll just start. So, motion regarding programming, and originally passed December 19th, 2014, in the program committee. Whereas the Pacifica bylaws require that each local station board, quote, work with station management to ensure that station programming fulfills the purposes of the foundation and is responsive to the diverse needs of the listeners in terms of demographic and communities, geographic, served by the station, that station policies and procedures for making programming decisions and for program evaluation are working in a fair, collaborative, and respectful manner to provide quality programming. Be it resolved that the executive director shall be required to direct each station's general manager to provide by July 15th, 2015, a written station programming report to their local station board and to the PNB that includes the following. The process by which programs are evaluated, moved, removed, and added, including how audience support, financial and otherwise, is measured and incorporated. The process of producer development and training. The process by which interns are integrated into station programming, the process by which preemptions are decided upon and applied, the process by which programs are made national, and the process by which themes and staffing of special national programs are identified. The use of the Internet in promoting station programming, including station website innovations, iTunes, TuneIn, Tumblr, Twitter, Facebook, and blogs, etc. And then, Serene, can you continue?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
I can hear you.
The Pacifica National Board also requires that the ED direct each GM to obtain and provide a written report to the LSBs and to the PNB by what is now July 15th, 2015, from the station's Community Advisory Board that lists its membership, describes its functioning, and reprises all work done with regard to community needs assessment since March 2013, and further, that the PNB directs each national board member who serves on a station committee of inclusion to provide a written report to the LSBs and to the PNB by July 15, 2015, that lists its membership, describes its functioning, and reprises work done this year. These reports and structured response thereto, including minority reports from local station boards, shall be the basis for discussion on the PNB programming committee.
Sorry, this is Eric. I have a point of information, if I might. Did I hear something, or did you mention something about the GMs being instructed to get some information from the CAB, from the local cabs?
Right, because the cabs have a reporting relationship to the station management and to the LSBs. So we want to see what they've been assessing community needs. If we're going to be talking about what we want to do programmatically, we should see what they have developed.
Has that been, is there a precedent for that, or would this be something new?
I don't know how some stations may have integrated cab information before. I don't know whether cabs normally show up before the LSPs and say, this is what we found out about the community that we're all serving. So I can say in New York, I don't recall, for the time that I've been back on the local board, I don't recall there being a formal presentation, although I hear one's coming, and I can't speak to other areas. So I can't say how people integrate that information into anything else.
I guess I need to go to the stack then. This is
Adriana?
Yeah, this is Eric. I need to go to the stack.
Okay, so actually, Jim, did we lose you somewhere along the line? I'm looking at my list, and I see your name there. Jim Brown, are you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Did you have a point that's relevant to this?
Yes, I do. I think it's very important that we understand exactly what, if this motion is implemented, what a great body of information it would provide for the entire network and for all the stations. Because once this is implemented and when it is put into action, a lot of the questions and problems we have across the network would be resolved. Because right now we don't have the policies in place that help us to even begin to do some of the to answer some of the questions or even deal with some of the issues that are embodied in this motion. So the sooner we get busy on it, the better off we'll be.
Okay, and then Eric, do you want to speak to that?
I just wanted to weigh in. In checking the Corporation for Public Broadcasting bylaws or their directives, it occurs to me that the motion as it pertains to the CAB seems to be not proper in terms of the way it's described in the motion. The CPB bylaws or their directives clearly state that the Community Advisory Board acts strictly in an advisory capacity. Nothing more. Strictly advisory.
Lawrence is a staff.
Who has to be at to the...
Who's pushing the button? Pushing the button.
Hello, hello. Someone to mute, please.
This is Lawrence Stack.
Answering, please.
Yes, go ahead, Ron.
One of the responsibilities of the community advisory boards is to report to the station with regards to the community activities and needs, and also to report to the LSB only in an advisory capacity. It doesn't prohibit those responsibilities from continuing. So I think the motion is it's in order, and I support it the way it's written.
To my point of information, are we summoning information from the cab or instructing them what to do, or both?
I'm sorry, what's your question, Eric?
Are we essentially summoning information from the cab or in some form or fashion directing them what to do? Are we ordering them to provide information or requesting it? Or just how are we factoring the cab into this motion?
Okay, the foundation
is coming from the staff. I'm sorry.
First, same CPB requirement that you quoted. Actually, the foundation has an obligation to ensure that the cabs are in fact functioning, that they're meeting regularly, that its members are participating, and so on and so forth. And because the purpose of the cab is to gather information about the needs of the communities that we are serving, it is expected that there would be collaborative work, that there would be some reporting function. Perhaps there's been that at other stations. I don't know. I don't get that sense from talking to other people. So we're neither directing them nor joining them nor, you know, we're gathering information, which is why they're there. They're there to collect information. They are advisory, but the LSBs and certainly the PNB have governance roles that have the power, if you will, to implement changes, which the CAB doesn't. They can gather as much information as they want. If we don't ever look at it, what's the point?
Are we ready to move to any kind of vote? There's been a motion.
Adriana? We're almost out of time.
Adriana?
So.
It's Rodrigo to the stack, please.
Yeah. Adriana Rodrigo?
Yes, what I was trying to do is time to vote, but basically, in KP.
Somebody's having trouble with their buttons. Please be careful with your buttons.
Yes. We have, at KPFT, we have the Community Advisory Board, the CAP, that is working, and is presenting reports to the LSB. Obviously, we do have it, and I think that is a requirement. We must have it. It's not that we have it if we want it. It's a requirement of the CPD.
Okay.
Rodrigo?
It is understandable. Yeah, it is a requirement. The situation is that the management not necessarily favors the development of the CAP. You know, that's the problem. That happens here at KPFK. But I wanted to say, once we, crafted, either in terms of the first motion that was approved, whatever, 2013 or 14, of the Programming Council, or this one that is presented, I think we just should move on and not wait, because this is the problem, that we have. You know, if we wait until the executive director do something, man, you're not going to do anything. They don't do much, They do whatever they want. So we have to keep pushing and going forward and, arguing with, the management, so they do have a clear idea, sitting with them, that they do have a clear idea of what was wrong, you know, in terms of what was approved, right? So I'll go ahead and, I mean, move, you know, I'll go ask you to move ahead and, I mean, if we have to pass this other motion or reboot, let's do it. But I think we had enough discussion about this issue, you know, really. No, it seems like everyone is in agreement, so maybe not all of us, but the vast majority do. So can we just move on, please?
Okay, is there any objection to this motion?
No, I just wanted to respond briefly. I think it's inappropriate to say we've had enough discussion. I mean, if a member of this committee has a question or a point, they're entitled to make it. It's not arbitrarily appropriate for someone to simply suggest we've had enough discussion. Be it as it may, we can proceed, but that's an option a member has.
Point of order?
I think we have enough discussion.
Point of order?
Yeah, that's not your call. If somebody has a question, they have a question.
Not your call to make your opinion either.
Point of order, Adriana?
Adriana has a point of order. Adriana, can you make your order or your point? I'm sorry.
Yes, Mr. Chair. We have, it's nine, well, I don't know. It's more than 2 hours. Obviously, we reach the time limit in our committee, and we have a motion on the floor ready to be voted on. We cannot keep discussing till the next 2 days. We have a motion, and we need to vote because the motion is on the floor.
Orders of the day.
Exactly. Thank you.
Okay, so the orders of the day have been called. Can we take a roll call vote? Or Nancy, can you read off the roll call, please?
Point of order.
Yes, Serene.
Is there an objection? You can just ask for objections.
Okay, well, let's ask for objections then. Is there anyone who objects?
Eric Ramey, PFW, will abstain.
Okay, so, but that's not an objection, so.
Well, then we should have a roll call vote.
Okay, so Eric wants to have a roll call vote. So, Nancy, could you read off the list of members, please?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. There is some background noise, but please proceed.
Okay. Virginia Browning? Oh, wait. The motion is voting.
Okay, can we? I think somebody's got some background noise going on, so be careful about your phone buttons. I know they're easy to push, but please be careful. There also seem to be some bells going on, so if you can mute yourself, I would appreciate that. Thank you very much. So, Nancy, can you proceed?
Okay, so we are voting on the motion by Adriana. By Benito, which motion?
Serene read it, and it was amended by Adrian.
Oh, I see.
So it's the reaffirmation, essentially, of the December motion with the interim executive director changed to executive director, and the date that the report is due to July 15th, 2015.
So a vote of yes means you agree with it, and a vote of no is you disagree with the amended rewriting of the Serene's motion.
That's
okay. Are there any objections? Well, maybe there are no objections. Are there no objections to pass?
There was an abstention. So we
there was.
I
didn't hear it. I'm sorry. Okay. Virginia Browning? Virginia is absent. Okay. Jose Luis Fuentes? No. Rodrigo Argueta?
Yes.
Rodrigo? Yes? Okay. All right, Steve Pride now. Lawrence Reyes, is she still here?
Yes, Lawrence votes yes.
Lawrence votes yes. Okay, Janet Coleman. Janet Coleman, how do you vote? I don't hear her. Okay, and Janice, no. Okay, not here. John Riley?
Yes.
Yes, okay, yes. Serene Roberts? Serene said yes?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Teresa Allen, are you on?
Yes, Alan says yes.
Alan says yes. Okay. Alan, Alan? Alan, Alan? Not here? Okay. He was here.
I'm here, Alan,
Alan votes yes. Okay. Adriana?
Adriana Casney votes yes.
Yes. Okay. Mike Lewis, no. That's it. Okay. Jim Brown?
Jim Brown votes yes.
Jim Brown votes yes. Okay. Benito? Benito?
Yes. Yes.
Benito votes yes. Okay. Vanessa? Not here. Okay. Eric?
Abstain.
Abstain. Abstain. Abstain. Okay.
All right. Okay. So it sounds like the...
nine yes. And one abstention.
Okay, so it passes.
Passes.
So who is going to be responsible for passing this on to the PNB? Nancy, can you email the PNB?
PNB, okay.
I'll send it right now.
Yes, to the secretary.
I'll send it right now.
Oh,
to the secretary.
Okay.
And can you send a copy to us so we know, carbon copy the prog list?
I just sent everyone a copy of the motion. I'm going to forward it to the board, chair, secretary, and ED, and full board right now.
Thank you very much for that.
Great. Thank you very much.
Awesome.
Okay, so on the East Coast, it's 10:45. I am kind of flagging a bit here. We've been at this for 2 hours and 15 minutes. Do we want to, set our next meeting, or do we want to go on to another agenda item?
No,
for, 15 minutes more, maybe.
We need to set the agenda. More than 2 hours.
Oh, sorry.
I think there were two speakers. Can you repeat yourself, Adriana?
Yes, I think that we should set our next meeting because, it takes time and it's too long already. Our meeting is too long. I think that I hope that we can set the next meeting.
I second that.
I'm sorry. Okay. Alan did not hear what was just said that was seconded.
Adriana said that she's in favor of setting the next meeting right now, and that the meeting's been very long right now, and it's been too long, and we should just finish up.
Okay.
So and that was seconded, I think, by Lawrence. Was that right?
No, Jim Brown seconded.
Okay. Oh, Jim Brown did. Thank you very much, Jim. Okay, so did somebody ask to be added to the stack to put forward the proposed date?
Benito,
what's your proposal?
Well, at this moment, we have already, we conducted a poll, and that poll, quote unquote, finalized a, regular meeting date, which is the fourth Thursday of the month. That we may want to reconsider that.
Okay, I'm not on the call anymore.
But at the moment, I mean, that is the regular meeting time and date, so I don't see any need to go through an exercise. To decide on a new date, unless we want to conduct another poll, and I think John or somebody, you or someone raised the issue of maybe we do need to conduct another poll because at the time that we did, we didn't have all of the new people, on the committee yet. Probably still don't because some of them, seem to be absent. But anyway. For the moment, I think my point is that for the moment, until a new poll is
conducted,
we have a regular count one. Yeah, please, if you've got background noise, please put your phone on mute so that we can hear our speakers. Rodrigo is speaking, so Rodrigo, can you just finish up?
Okay.
That's Benito.
Or Benito, I'm sorry.
Eric to the stack.
Benito, were you finished?
Yeah, unless the person who had a problem, not a problem, but had a conflict, was Lawrence. And so if Lawrence, and I think we asked him before, but maybe we can just reconfirm with Lawrence that this works. And if it doesn't work for him, then maybe we should spend some time right now reconsidering another date. Otherwise, let's move on.
Is Lawrence still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Lawrence, it's June 25th, a good date for you. That's the fourth Thursday.
Well, Thursdays right now are my negotiating days. We're bargaining for a new contract. So, and these are like marathon meetings.
Sure.
The call tonight didn't last that long because I got on late. So I did miss some of the call. You guys meet a half an hour before my union meeting meets. So, I could call in to try to make you help quorum, but in terms of participating, it's going to be really difficult for me.
Okay, so this is a heavy period for you. And does this persist beyond into August, July and August?
It persists all the way into October, which
Okay, so should we go ahead and conduct a poll? Is there a willingness to reconsider? I mean, is there a date that's good for you, that or a day of the week that's typically good?
Yeah, well, Tuesday, Wednesday, all good. Even Mondays.
Okay.
It's just that, and I know Friday's out of it because, you know, everybody has a life, right? So.
Right. Well,
Benito to the stack.
Benito, please.
Yeah, Rodrigo, Rodrigo should speak because I think there might have been an issue about which days he was available as well.
Who else? Who
I'm 90% sure I asked to be on the stack.
Oh, yes, Eric, yes. So, but just as a point of information, Rodrigo, who was the other person you asked for?
That was Benito.
Yes, Rodrigo.
Yes, what's up?
I'm having trouble hearing. I'm sorry.
Rodrigo, to speak to this issue, because I thought that there was a question as to which days you were available as well.
Okay, so we'll hear from Rodrigo in a minute, but let's get to Eric. Eric's been waiting for a minute. So, Eric, please.
Alan
proceed.
To the staff.
And Teresa Allen to the stack after that. So, Eric, please forward.
It occurs to me that we took considerable time previously to come up with a formula for the fourth weekend and fourth Thursday of the month. I mean, I think it's somewhat apparent that at each meeting someone is not going to be able to make it, or it's not acceptable, or it's not viable for at least one person. So, I mean, we can go on and on, but we've tentatively come up with a date here of June 25th. We've tentatively come up with that date now.
Which day is that?
That's the Thursday. That's the fourth.
Well, Thursday. Thursday, yes. Okay.
Okay. Lawrence says he can't make it. I mean, conceivably, member A, B, C, or D may not be able to make it on the other dates. So, I mean, I can appreciate Lawrence's dilemma, but nonetheless, this is a date we agreed on.
So I think Teresa Allen is next on the stack. If you're finished, Eric?
I am.
And then maybe Anna, please.
Teresa, can you?
I agree with what was just said. If there was an understanding that we were going to meet on four Thursdays, then even if unfortunately one person has something that's come up, I think that if the majority of the group agreed to something, then we need to stick with that. We can't expect, you know, 15 people to change the schedule for one person, unfortunately. I mean, unless it was the chair or the secretary. Thank you.
Rodrigo? Okay, are you finished, Teresa?
Yes, I'm finished. Thank you.
Okay, and was it Rodrigo?
Not at all.
Yes, this is Rodrigo.
I'm Adriana.
I said, I mean, for me, it's okay. Thursdays, okay. No, and then and sometimes Wednesdays, you know, but Thursday is fine.
Okay.
Tuesdays, I can. Tuesdays, Mondays, and Tuesdays, I cannot. But, you know, either all day, yeah.
That's right. Okay, so, are there any more comments on this?
Adriana.
And Serena.
Adriana.
And Lawrence, too.
Adriana and Lawrence.
Okay.
So Adriana, please start.
Yes. I see open in the calendar June 25th, which is a Thursday. But I don't have any problem, but what I believe that we should try to leave Thursdays open, because we know that sometimes that conflicts with the PMB. And it's the only day that we know that for sure if something happened and the PMB missed the day. Like I said, now it's open June 25th and we can select that. But maybe we should think the other day that is not a Thursday, and I don't say for the next one, in the future. Okay, that's it.
Okay. And Lawrence and Serene.
I just want to say that I appreciate everybody understanding my dilemma, and I certainly wouldn't want to be unique and as an individual to try to compel this committee to, you know, to select another date if this is the best date that's available. So, thank you.
Serene, you may proceed.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Did you call on me? I'm sorry. I'm having trouble hearing you.
Yes, Serene, please proceed. Oh,
okay, thanks. So I don't think we can settle the date now. A bunch of people aren't even on the call, and they may have already expressed preference one way or the other. I would just ask that we choose a date for the next meeting, and Benito can volunteer to conduct the next poll. In fact, I hear him saying, me, right now. Does Tuesday the 30th work for everyone? I'm concerned about Thursday the 25th because the PMB is meeting the weekend of the 12th, 11th, 13th, whatever. And I think by the 25th, we'll just be dying to talk to each other again and we'll probably have a meeting. But I could be wrong. I mean, we can put it for the 25th and hope we don't get bounced, but that's a Thursday. Or we could put it for Tuesday the 30th. So my motion is let's vote right now between the 25th and the 30th. And Benito will conduct the poll.
Eric to the stack, if I might. Serene, that's the week of the holiday. That's a holiday week.
This is Tuesday the 30th. The holiday isn't until the Saturday.
Yeah, I'm saying that's the holiday week. I mean, we can go ahead and vote on it, but I'm just saying that's the week of the holiday.
Alan for the stack.
Yes, Teresa.
Benito to the stack.
And then Benito's also on the stack after Teresa. Teresa, please proceed.
Alan and Nancy and I are on a local committee, and we just scheduled, we looked at KPFTU's calendar, and we just scheduled a meeting for June the 30th. This is the first I've heard about June the 30th, I have to say. I mean, we did check the calendar. I mean, we're 5 months into the year, and I thought all the committees had pretty well decided what their regular meetings are, and we're now just we're wanting to change it. This is like a mobile that has, like, you know, eight dangling things, and when you shift one, everything else has to shift.
An answer, exactly.
That does kind of concern me.
Okay, so I think, Benito, you're next, and then there was another voice I couldn't hear.
Nancy.
Nancy, okay. Okay, so, Benito, please begin.
I agree that, but I definitely think that a new poll needs to be conducted. I don't think I'm the person to do that for technical reasons. But I would, and I didn't hear the dates that Serene proposed a minute ago, but I was just going to propose that I heard Lauren saying that Tuesday and Wednesday works for him, and I heard Rodrigo saying that Wednesday does, Monday and Tuesday do not. So I would like us to consider some Wednesday. And I would specifically propose the third. Yeah, the third Wednesday.
KPFK LSD meets.
Or the third.
The KPFK LSD meets on every other Wednesday. Every other month. On the third Wednesday.
So what about the first?
Alon Stack.
The first Wednesday is currently in use by two committees. The first Wednesday in, well, I guess you don't mean the first Wednesday in June, right? Because that's next week. The first Wednesday in July is even closer to the holiday that Eric just told us about, reminded us about.
Okay,
I'm not trying to get into specifics of any particular month, but just
well,
a regular day.
I think we should make sure whatever we choose at least works for the next month.
That's true.
And at this point, it doesn't.
Alon.
This is Alon. If you can hear me, respond.
Yes.
Okay. I have exited the room where Nancy and I have both been on our cell phones to connect to you, because apparently when I fired up my cell phone with the speaker on, it's creating feedback interference, the squealing sounds you were hearing. So I've gone around the corner down the hallway to talk to you. So I've heard about the last 5 minutes, but there was a big gap of about 10 minutes. I did not hear the discussion. Over.
Okay, so we're just discussing the whether we want to keep the June 25th Thursday, last Thursday of the month, as a meeting date, and there seems to be some conflicts with a likely PNB meeting, likely but not scheduled PNB meeting, and that there's been discussion about having a backup date. That's either the Tuesday after that, and that would be the Tuesday the 30th, or Wednesday the 1st. So, and that Benito had proposed that another poll be done, and it seems that there's a fair bit of disagreement as to whether we should do another poll. And so in order to proceed, somebody would need to make a motion and have it, I think, seconded that we would go forward with a poll. Otherwise, it would remain on the 25th, and we would have very low attendance, and unlike, you know, on this this the that date if the PNB happened to meet. So that's what the issue is, Alon. And
thank you for reviewing it. You're speaking of June the 25th or maybe the end of the month.
Yes.
And I have a point of information.
Yes.
How was it determined that we'd have low attendance?
As an answer, so Janet Coleman, Serene Roberts, and then is Teresa. Teresa, are you on the PMB this year?
Adriana.
Oh, Adriana, you're on the PMB. Mm-hmm. So then that would be, we would be down by three.
Okay, thank you very much.
And
okay.
So that would make it difficult to get quorum.
Yeah, that's fine.
And all three were on the call tonight at some point.
Right? Yes, okay.
Adriana, for the test, may I say something?
Adriana, yes, please.
Did anybody have any problem with Friday, the 26th?
What day?
Nobody wanted. We had pushback against Friday when we did the poll, folks. You guys need to see the poll again. I mean, I know. Let's just try to set the next meeting and.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I need to ask for the staff. May I? You recognize?
Serene.
Mm-hmm.
So it is 19 minutes since we decided that it would be too long to take up any agenda item, and we would just set the next meeting date. I am respectfully requesting that we set the next meeting date, and folks, somebody's going to have to do a poll if they're not happy with the poll results. I maybe people's schedules have changed. I know Thursday is a problem, Florence. I understand that. We should try to work around that if that's possible. But it does mean asking everyone on the committee, not just those on the call, what we want to do going forward. Right now, we just need to set one date, and we can all vote.
Okay, so if
June
26th. That we need somebody to, if we can't come up with a date tonight, we need to have a poll, and or we will go ahead and have a failed meeting. So we need a volunteer to do that poll. And to make a motion that, you know, I mean, there has been already a motion made, but nobody really seconded it, and nobody has taken up the work, certainly, of that. So, and there is somebody talking in the background, and if you could please mute your phone while you talk, that would be appreciated. Thank you very much. So,
Benito to the stack.
Benito, yes, please.
I think I heard Adriana propose Friday the 26th a minute ago, despite what Serena is correct, and I'm one of the people that pushed back against Friday meetings. But given the situation, I would suggest that we go with Adriana's proposal.
What was Adriana's proposal?
Friday, June 26th.
26?
Yes.
Is that a motion? Okay. Can you make the motion, Benito?
Adriana made the motion, but okay.
I did it.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we need to second it, or are we just calling the question? I mean, point of information.
Yeah.
I think Benito has seconded Adriana's motion. So
we don't need seconds, need an incoming.
That means it could go to a vote. And if you agree, then you would vote yes. If you disagree, you would vote no. If you think that we need a poll instead, you know, the only way to get to that is, you know, either to amend this motion or to vote no and make the proposal afterwards. So,
Mr. Chair, can you ask if there are any objections, please?
Okay. Are there any objections to the proposal Adriana made of Friday the 26th at 8:30 Eastern Time? I guess that's 5:30
Mm-hmm. Pacific.
Wonderful. Okay, I am not hearing any objections. Okay. So I guess we have a motion to meet on Friday the 26th.
The motion appears to have been approved or carried.
So, Nancy, can you post that or?
Yes, I will post it right now.
Okay.
Okay, this is Eric. I'm going to have to drop off now. You don't need me to vote on anything else, apparently. I'm going to say goodnight to everyone. Bye now.
Bye.
I have a motion to adjourn.
Adriana, yes, you had something you wanted to say?
Yes, I have a motion to adjourn.
Okay, there's a motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay.
Are there any objections to adjourn? Hearing none, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much, everyone, for your participation. Good night. Good night.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John, for sharing.
Yes, I'm sorry that we give you a hard time, but thank you for sharing this meeting. Thank you so much.
Thank you all for your participation. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Not ideal.